Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen, we have something else, too. There's a big question that he was asked right here. Mr. Rogers was asked about, you know, so many people are, like to give things, but they don't know how to receive things, you know? And when somebody gives you something, I mean, it's very important how you receive that.
Absolutely.
And what he learned.
For so many reasons.
Yes.
Especially if you want to get something back again.
But, right. But for so many reasons, it is
important.
Me that thing back. I saw somebody to give somebody a birthday present. I'm going to tell you who that was. And he had an attitude and stuff. And his grandmother goes, give me that thing back. You know? Yeah, that, But there's something in when somebody gives you a gift, if you receive it right, if you receive it with grace and appreciation, you know, I don't know. Jonathan gets up and goes, thank you, Dad.
Thank you.
For every, all this.
I appreciate this.
We're playing around. He does that every morning. But think about this. This is what Mr. Rogers learned with children is how you have to, when they give you something, they give you a drawing that they did at school. You know, and you're looking at it, it looks like hieroglyphics from, I don't know, from Crayola to Crayola. You hang that on your refrigerator and you go, thank you so much. You don't guess at it. You let them tell you because I always guess wrong. It's a giraffe. No, that's you, Daddy. No. And so, but listen about the grace of receiving, something that he learned, Mr. Rogers learned. Take a look.
Well, I know that when I walk out of the studio someday and there is a child who has Down syndrome,
right,
for instance, and that child comes up and gives me a hug, I know that that's the field that I want to be growing in, because I see that people who are not the fancy people in this world are the ones who seem to nourish my soul. And I want to learn how to be the best receiver that I can ever be, because I think graceful receiving is one of the most wonderful gifts we can give anybody. If we receive what somebody gives us in a graceful way, we've given that person, I think, a wonderful gift.
That's so important. Think about this. I mean, if somebody takes all that time, they're thinking about you all day long, the teacher asks your child, listen, what do you want to make your father? What do you want to make your mother? And they make you some sort of clay thing, and they bake it, and they paint it. And they're thinking about you, and they're going to bring that thing to you. You know, whatever it be. It could be a paper. It could be an essay. You know, it could be a report card.
Yeah.
You know, it could be.
For those that they're not so expressive, you know, how important is it to formulate something to be able to let that person know that meant something of value? Because a lot of people take things internally. It's how they are.
Yeah, you can't hear that.
But you can't hear it.
Right. And I think about this, though, but when that same person goes to a job interview, they say, you know, I'm a people person.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing about it is, but sometimes we think you're doing somebody a favor by going, oh, you didn't have to do that for me.
Right.
It's like, no, John, thank you for the car. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to give me a car, I'm just going to say thank you so much. I'm going to be very appreciative.
And, sure.
Okay, it sounds like but seriously, and so you think about all these years, like 30 years of children, you know, psychology and ministry and impacting the world. He talked about everything, and what he always would do, he would just say, you know, he would listen to what they would do, and he would actually appreciate what they're doing, and what they had to say is important, because really, there is no big spirit, little spirit. Children have a spirit, you have a spirit, and I see people all the time. They treat their children like they're lesser than, or they're going to get to a day of respect. And it's like, we should honor your child, just like the children should honor the parent. But we should honor the child. We should respect them. They're just as important as we are. And Jesus said, suffer not the children to come unto me, such is the kingdom of God. And that's what he was talking about.
To them, right?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation live.